broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where everyone can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We're back, bitches.
Just like that, we're back.
Just like that. Hey.
And guess who's not here? Crickets. Fucking bitch-ass bitch-ass Cartman.
You hear how silent it is? So calm, relaxing.
And you have noticed? Have you guys noticed that no one's mentioned a dick yet?
Not yet.
You know, it's very relaxing this week.
Yeah.
Everybody has it's soothing. Everybody has a fitting shirt.
The shirts aren't bursting at the seams. What the fuck, man?
Oh man. But yeah, Barlos is not here. He has other stuff he's putting his dick into now. Wait. That came out wrong.
No, it came out right. You're right.
Oh, man.
Well, he's a little bit busy at the moment.
That's what he says.
Yeah, you know what? We should go pass by his house. You know what? I'm going to pass by his house when I after the show, and he's going to be there probably building a puzzle or some shit.
Or if we look through his window, what if he's just on his couch crying shirtless?
Nah, man. See, you can't trust just driving by somebody's house, man. Because I remember there was this one kid. This kid had, like, cutouts of, like, Michael Jordan on a train. Yeah, like, this one thing kind of, like, he was moving it with, like, ropes. So it looked like somebody was dancing.
It looked like a party up in there.
It looked like a party. But really, no one was home. So you can't ever trust doing a drive-by by somebody's house.
Was he there home alone?
He was. The little kid was crazy, man.
He was your neighbor?
He was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was Macaulay Culkin?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that was Macaulay Culkin.
What happened? I don't...
A.K.A. Kevin McAllister.
Yeah. That's him! Motherfucker.
Dude, you know what I never understood about that fucking... It was a movie, Jericho.
What I never understood
about that movie, how did that father afford all these fucking trips?
That son of a bitch stole a lot of money.
I think he was embezzling some
shit. That's what he was doing, man.
He was.
Yeah, because, dude, did you know that house, I think, is here in Long Beach, California?
Is it?
I think so. And dude, it's a nice house. Still a nice house. They kept it. Like the movie.
Intact.
That fool's all an adult. Still home alone.
They're still forgetting about him.
Yeah, but those houses are nice, man. I think.
Is it that one or the Ferris Bueller house?
It's the Ferris Bueller house.
Oh, that's
the Ferris Bueller house. Is the Long Beach one.
Okay, so I've been by it many, many times.
You know which one is the Brady Bunch house?
Oh, that's in Panorama City or somewhere?
Something like that.
Up here in the valley?
And they fixed it all up, like the original, the way it looked in the past. And now they're trying to do like Airbnb on it and stuff like that. So but that's crazy. Will you be in there?
Nah.
Do you see yourself like...
Showing up to the Brady Bunch house and trying to like live an experience? I don't know about that.
What about what are, you would say like, Marsha?
Oh, I know, right?
Barlos.
Speaking of houses like that, man, I heard a couple years back before we had kids, my wife and I, we took a trip to San Francisco. We're like, dude, we have to find the full house fucking house, right?
Right.
So we rent fucking bikes and, oh my God, that's the biggest mistake of our lives, right?
Big mistake.
Dude, it's nothing but hills.
Yeah, man.
Nothing but fucking hills. We're like halfway up and my wife's already feeling like she wants to throw up.
Fuck.
And she almost passed out and I'm just like, oh, fuck. And this was pre-Uber and shit. Otherwise, we would have just Ubered.
Right. And did you find it?
No, we didn't make it. We didn't make it. We had to turn back because she was like fucking dying. Like she was going to pass out.
Is it where that street is?
With the zigs, I think you got to go probably.
I never got to the house, but is it right in front of a park?
Yeah, it's right in front of a park.
Yeah. All right.
So like, yeah, we passed by it. I know we did because it was on the way to the Golden Gate Bridge probably, but I just didn't stop there. Huh. Man, I was too fucking tired, man.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys get starstruck?
Yeah, I mean, it depends who it is. Because I think we've ran into a few celebrities, and we were happy to see them, but we weren't starstruck. You know what I mean?
You know what? I think the one that did kind of like, oh, shit, was just because he's iconic is Resortes.
Right.
I think that was the only one that I was like, oh, shit.
You mean Cantinflas?
Yeah. Cherokee. Oh, that was comedy, man. That was comedy at its best.
That was a great fucking story, man.
Oh, man. But you know what? But it was because he was a Mexican icon, and you don't expect him to be in America.
Like, and he was with white people.
Even if they were his nieces and nephews or something.
They were all white.
They were white.
Well, Mexicans come in all shades and sizes, right? And they were very, very white, but they spoke Spanish.
Yeah, so when we saw him, we were like, oh, shit. But, yeah, but I think that's the only celebrity I was kind of like, oh, shit. And that was because I've seen him, you know, since my parents used to play their movies and stuff. So when I saw that, I was like, but, you know, we saw Tyrese. We saw we seen like a couple of Wayne Gretzky. Well, I saw Wayne Gretzky.
I didn't see Wayne Gretzky.
I saw him. He was pretty cool and stuff. You know, Fox, you know, what's his
name? Rick Fox. I still regret. We never got to see Kobe Bryant like right in front of
right.
us.
Right. That was, I think that's who I was going to say. I'm like, I think Kobe Bryant would have been like my starstruck kind of thing where I would be like, oh,
you know, my brother-in-law, he said he used to see him all the time.
Whoa.
Because he does deliveries in Orange County, out where he's at. And he will pump gas at this gas station. I guess that's where he lived and stuff. So my brother-in-law will always try to put gas there. And he ran into it like probably like twice. But of course, he doesn't say anything and stuff. But you can see him right there. Hey, you guys think we take L.A. for granted?
A little bit, man.
Like we don't even go that much to explore all these other places where, you know, I mean, when I talk to my cousins in Mexico or Texas or somewhere, you know, they're always saying like, oh, have you gone there? Have you gone? And, you know, it's sad to say, I keep saying no. Like, they're, oh, have you guys gone there? Have you guys gone here? Especially now with social media, they're always like showing all these places that you could do and all these things. And I keep saying like, nah.
And see, and I think that's the problem. We haven't really taken the time to be tourists in our own city. Like, it's so available to us. It's just like.
But because we used to do it when we were younger. If you remember, we would go out all the time. We would be in Hollywood. We'd be in downtown L.A. We did the club scene. We did a lot of that.
Right.
So we're a little bit tired of it, man. I think at our age, we're 28, right?
Yeah, let's go with
we're,
that.
Yeah, we're using Bartle's, what is it, calendar?
Yeah, I mean, by the time we were 25, I think we were pretty tired of the whole club scene and the whole just going
definitely
out.
Definitely the club scene and all that shit.
But definitely my mom would tell me, like, man, you have gone to every restaurant. Like, it's kind of hard to impress you now. I'm like, yeah, by the time I was 25, we would go out a lot. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of like now I go to whatever I like. I go there and I go there every day.
Yeah.
And it just feels like home now instead of trying to try and find new
places.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, dude, it's hit and miss all the time.
Yeah,
yeah, like I'm not a big fan of downtown.
Oh, I hate
Hollywood.
It.
Like I don't like driving over
I
there.
I like downtown.
Do you?
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff out there and stuff like that. And, you know, and yeah, driving is pretty like gets a little hectic and stuff, but it's not as crazy. You know, if you know like some of the streets you could just take by and say. Yeah. The good thing is that, you know, we have streets that are kind of, you know, parallel, you know, and like some other states they like Snake and all this shit and everything. Here is pretty easy to fucking, you know, the art district and all this stuff. I mean, we've been there, but it's changed so much. And there's, like, so much stuff that, like, you know, it's pretty cool, you know.
Tell me if I'm weird. The reason I hate going down to downtown is because the parking lots are always so tiny. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to get dinged, man. I don't want my car to get fucked up. And every time that we would go down there, I'd, you know, come back with, like, a ding or two on my doors. Now, that shit would piss me off. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck that shit. If I'm going to just go down there to get my car fucked up, I'm not going to do it. So, like, am I weird for just thinking about myself?
No.
I think that's a good reason not to go, bro. Especially if you've had that happen on multiple occasions.
All the time.
But you know what I don't like about downtown? I can't navigate it. Like, I just.
What do you mean?
Like, it's hard for me to navigate, like, with all the one-way streets and shit.
But you have GPS
I
now.
But still, like, sometimes it's just spotty or sometimes I'm not paying attention, even if I have the GPS. Like, I'm the type of guy that will end up on a fucking one, on the wrong way on a one-way street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And imagine if you're drunk, bro. I mean, you shouldn't be drinking driving.
Well, when I'm drunk, I'm super attentive. That was my logic, and that was my logic in my late 20s and my 30s. I'd be like, oh no, I'm a better driver when I'm drunk. Bull fucking shit. If you're selling yourself that fucking lie right now, guys, grow the fuck up.
Yeah, when you're drunk, man, you know what? In college, I don't know how sometimes I will get home. I remember leaving. I remember some pieces, but, you know, when I get home or anything, I'm like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have driven.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas, I got an also question for you guys. I think even Shomar will answer this.
I don't know, man.
I hope.
Does that involve penises?
I'm sure it does.
It involves your penis. But you're not doing anything to it.
Wait,
you're not doing. Somebody else is.
All right, let's hear the question.
All right, so the question is, would you rather get 4 out of 10 head from a girl that's 10 out of 10 or get 10 out of 10 head from a girl that's a 4 out of 10?
Describe a 4 out of 10.
That was the same question that I had for also. I was like, what the fuck is a 4?
Let's just say, like a
Barlos with the wig?
Oh, come on. Yes! Oh, no, that's like a 2 out of 10. No.
Why
did I even give him a 2? A 1 out of 10.
Like a negative. We're going to drop into the negatives, bro.
Well, you just want to punch her.
You know, like in the stars, you can't give a 0 stars. You got to give him a 1 for some reason. So Barlos has to be a 1.
He has to be at least a 1.
Nah.
He has.
You know, he's like those ratings that like, I will give him a 0 star, but I can't give no 0 stars.
Right. Yeah.
So special, like a special circumstance at least.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Come on, I'd have to write my fucking congressman and shit. I mean, like, come on, man, I don't want to give this guy 1 star.
I mean, his tattoos don't even match. There are all kinds of weird things going on.
So I don't know.
And he only has them on one side of his body. Why is that? I don't understand his tattoos.
He looks unbalanced.
He doesn't listen to the show, right?
No. He'll never know.
No.
Yeah, wow. I don't know what I would consider a 4. You know, it would have to be a female, not so attractive.
Okay.
Not very attractive, but she gives amazing head.
Celebrity. Let's stick with celebrity so everyone knows what we're talking
celebrity.
About.
Celebrity.
How about that Rachel Dratch? The girl that she was on SNL.
I think she has kind of like a weird face.
Yes.
Kind of real.
She like
really,
a frog or
really
something?
Really light skin.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
She's been in a bunch of movies.
She's about a four or five.
She's probably a 4. You consider that a 5?
Okay, 4. Yeah. 4. Let's go 4.
He's like, had a few drinks.
Maybe I should have said 3-4 then. All right, let's go. Okay, let's say somebody like that.
Like Rachel Dratch. Okay. All right.
What do you guys think?
Man. That's hard because, okay, so if you're getting your dick sucked by a 4.
But it's amazing. Like, fucking, your eyeballs are going to be fucking rolling into the back of your head.
Bro.
Like, you're just going to be like, oh, my God. And all you hear is good, good, good.
But you open your eyes.
You don't have to.
There you go.
You don't fucking have to, Cherokee.
But if you do, just because, like, maybe she nibbled on it a little too hard, like, so you have to look, open your eyes. You're like, oh, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, but I think by that point, you're already in ecstasy, bro. Oh, you're in ecstasy. You are not going to make her stop. It's just like.
You know what? I agree with Mick. Mm. I agree with Mick. You know why? Mm. It's like those places, those restaurants, that sometimes they're not nice. They're dirty, but they serve that good food.
Yeah.
And you will see probably like a rat probably run by.
Right.
And you're like, whatever. You know, it's just so delicious.
It's like, this my cookie.
Wow. See,
I mean, I think good is good.
I don't think I can keep it hard.
Really?
If I open my eyes and see who's sucking my dick.
I think that's a myth, bro.
What?
I think that's a myth. I think as men, we get fucking stimulated It's a goal.
You know, you're probably right. You know why? Because of, look at Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well.
With that maid.
Oh, that was a dude. She looked like a dude. She was a 3.
Like,
so was she a 2?
No, she's like a 3, man. Three or two. No, she's like a 2.
2-3.
She was two and a half.
She was hard on the eyes. I'd have 0 attraction to her, like nothing.
And Arnold fucking had a kid with her.
He did. So he nutted.
Yeah.
That was proof that he nutted.
And I'm sure it wasn't just 1 time.
Oh, man. Fuck. I mean, if he's lucky, that was one time. But see, man, he did that over and over again, didn't he?
Yeah, but see, but I would, if you look at the other side of the coin, it's like I have a fucking supermodel. It's fucking hot. I'm going to be hard. But her fucking, her skills are trash, bro. Like, sure. They're fucking trash. I'm going to be like, you know what? Don't suck my dick.
Yeah, but see, in my experience, right? Anybody that's sucking my dick is naked. So she's naked, right?
She is naked.
Oh, yes, bro. I don't know, man. This is an easy choice for me.
Damn.
I'm going to have to take the supermodel.
Dude, it's just, I'm a fucking, I'm an oral sex fucking snob, bro. I'll come forth and I'll say it. Like, I'm a fucking snob when it comes to that shit. Like, it's, I've had girls who have no fucking clue what they're doing. And it's just like, no, like, just stop.
But I'm a visual person, right?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen Alessandra Ambrosio in person?
Not in person.
Oh. I don't think I know who that is.
She lives up to the hype. She lives like whatever she looks like in the Victoria's Secret model, whatever. What is that? The runway?
Yeah.
Whatever
it is.
That's what she looks like in real life. And she,
you seen her in real life?
Yes. Her and fucking Mario Lopez, by the way. That dude looks small in real life. Like, he's, I don't,
he didn't, Slater?
He yes. pulled his pants down? Or what? he's like, hey there, little buddy.
No, that dude's a small dude. Like, he's not like, you know, like, you see AC right. Slater's like a big fucking, like, he, muscular dude.
He looked like he was like a 5'7 kind of muscular dude.
Right. He's not like, he's not very big. Yeah. Like, and compared to Ambrosio, Ambrosio's like fucking 5'11.
Oh, shit.
Alessandra, she's a Victoria's Secret model. Of course, she was wearing heels, so she was towering
over
him.
She looked huge, yeah.
Yeah, but she stands up to it, man. She looks good.
Man.
So.
But see, but okay, let's say she shows up, right? Mm. And you're not going to have sex. Damn it. That's the thing. Like, you're not going to have sex.
And I know
and it. Yeah, and you know it. And the only act that is going to go down is oral sex. She's here to suck my dick. Mm. That's it. I have this 4 that is amazing at sucking dick. And I have this 10 that looks fucking amazing, but she is fucking terrible.
Okay. If you have both of them in the room. Hear me out.
Let's hear them out, man.
All right.
Can you get your dick sucked by the 4, but look at the 10?
It wouldn't be an also question if that was.
how about make it a 14? They're both there already, right?
Shit, dude. That's fucking wild. But no, I, hands down, because I know myself, I would have to go with the fucking 4 that sucks amazing dick, bro. I can't. It's like the example that Shomar gave, man. It's like fucking, it's good food.
Okay.
It's good food. I'm going to watch my plate and make sure nothing is moving, but it's good food.
Allow me to change the question.
Yes, sir.
So you get your dick sucked by the 4, and yes, she's a 10 out of 10.
Perfect.
But then you're going to have to fuck her.
Fuck.
With your eyes open.
Okay. I might go limp.
Damn.
Maybe.
Come on.
Well, then you would probably go for a model then, right?
Right. Well, if I'm gonna get to fuck, I'd be like, I would tell the models, you know what, stop sucking my dick, let's fuck.
You're like, just wait right there. Yeah. Let me finish with this 4.
I'll be right to you. You fucking call out a number like the butcher shop and shit, man. Said next.
Now serving.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
But see, but that would be an easy call because at that point it'd be like, all right, stop sucking my dick, let's fuck. You know, right. but if it was strictly like I'm just getting my dick sucked, I'm going with the 4, hands down.
Okay.
No fucking arguing there for me. You couldn't do it, Jericho?
I couldn't do it, bro. I'm sorry, man. I'm a visual person, man.
So you would rather get trash fucking head from a beautiful woman?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah.
You're like, her head game was trash, but man, she was fucking hot.
Those visuals were good.
I'd rather be like, man, I got my dick sucked by a troll. That bitch was that bitch was good, man.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
At the Fellas.
All right, fellas. I have a question right quick. All right, so here's the scenario. All right, you're in a toilet at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're done doing your business. You're taking a shit. And you notice there's no toilet paper. Mm. You know, there's nothing. And you just finished taking a shit. And you're at work, so it's not like, you know, you have to go back to work. Mm-hmm. Do you, A, lift your clothes up and walk to the next stall? Like, lift up your pants?
Like, or, all the way up?
Yeah, all the way up. Because you have to go to the next stall that might have toilet paper.
Damn.
Or B, wait until somebody comes in and then ask for toilet paper.
You're going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah, then that's the other thing. Or C, run naked to the next stall and hope nobody comes in.
Run naked to the next stall.
I would chance it too.
Yeah, you sure? Yeah.
I don't really want to get shit on my underwear, bro.
Yeah, man.
But imagine somebody walks in.
Yeah, and they fuck see it. As long as it's not one of those gender neutral bathrooms where everybody goes in there, I'll be cool, man. I'll fucking run to the next. And even then, you know what? No. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll fucking run in there naked, like fucking just whipping right. it around. I don't give a fuck.
Be like, this is why it shouldn't be gender neutral.
Exactly.
Right? No, what about if it was one of those like at Dodger Stadium?
Oh, Dodger Stadium.
Where there's
Stadium?
Like a lot of people.
Oh, a lot of people.
Maybe you can say little help. Little help.
Little help here.
Little help.
That's true.
What if they give you two squares though?
Yeah, motherfucker. Fuck that, just to laugh at you, huh? But no, I think I would risk it. I would risk it.
You'll run out.
Yeah.
And even then, man, I mean, act like these guys have never been to a gym before. Everybody runs around naked in the gym.
Yeah, fuck that. You know, man.
Why are we so fucking embarrassed by nakedness?
Yeah. You know what? I've done it sometimes, like if I'm wearing khakis and I pee in the urinal and I'm like shaking it and it's still drip. I'm like, fuck, like nobody's there. And so I just go and I walk over to the stall to get a couple of paper squares, you know, penis out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like taking my penis for a walk.
You know, there's
like, let's go.
There's a
you
restroom.
You should put a leash on that thing.
Put it, arr, arr. You know,
where I work, there's a restroom there and it's the only restroom there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the rest is a hallway. So there's no like other restroom. There's nobody going to come in because it's a one stall restroom.
Right.
So I remember once, and that's where I kind of thought about this question was because I straight, the toilet paper was, there was no more toilet paper. So I was like, fuck, like, what am I going to do? I had no choice, but, you know, I was like, well, fuck it. I guess I'm going to just have to lift up my pants. But I wasn't going back to work. I would have gone home. I would have gone home to change it. But the thing is that somebody let, I saw something like, I thought it was yarn, but no, it was the last bit of toilet paper that was like crunched up. I guess it must have fell in the toilet.
Oh, fuck.
And it, you know how it got wet, so they put it out there to dry. So, man, I, like, peeled it off so, like, lightly. And, yeah.
Man, fuck. This was probably, like, 20 years ago. Maybe 20 years ago. I was working at this one place, right? And I didn't have fucking toilet paper, and it was just, like, And I had probably been working at this place for maybe 2 months, bro. And I was just like, fuck. I was embarrassed because I had just blown this motherfucker up. And I'm just like, fuck. I ended up taking off my undershirt, my muscle shirt, bro. And I tore it. I tore it in two pieces and I fucking wiped my ass with that shit.
Oh, yeah?
And then I just threw away the fucking the T-shirt.
And then you only had like half a shirt when you came out the restroom?
No, well, I still had my button-up shirt. But.
And then you... Gave your Mentos?
Mentos?
A fresh maker. That's the way you got away from it, huh?
Yeah, but that was quick thinking, man. I don't know if I would do that now, but I was like, fuck
you know
it,
what?
Why
there's
not?
I mean, if you're desperate, there's like some crazy shit that people will do and stuff, desperate times and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's this another story that my girl always laughs at and stuff, because this is when I was a kid and I was in Mexico. So, I remember I was a little kid and stuff, and I went to the restroom, and I fucking sharted on myself.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, I went and I showered, but then I had my underwear. So I was like, fuck. So I remember I threw it on the roof. On the roof and stuff. And then little did I know that my cousins, they sleep on top.
Oh, shit.
In the rancho and stuff.
On top of the roof?
Yeah, because it's hot. So they sleep on top.
What the fuck?
And they fucking found my underwear. And they fucking started clowning me. And I'm like, why the fuck were they clowning me? You know, they were telling me and shit. And I was like, fuck. And it turns out that my mom would put my name on my underwear.
Oh, shit.
That's the way they fucking found out, man. I was like, fuck. And they still clown me to this day, man.
Oh, shit.
That's some crazy ass fucking story, man.
Hey, I'm Sergio.
And this is Jeebus.
And you're listening to Ask the Fellas Podcast. Listen to Churros y Poodles, where we talk a lot of shit. Eh, we're all right, but give it a shot.
Fellas, I got a rant, man.
What happened?
I know I never have rants, but I got a fucking rant. We went to the circus. I don't know if you guys have been to the circus lately, but the circus no longer has fucking animals. They don't have any animals, no elephants.
Nothing?
No. And the nothing.
Not
no,
even a dog?
They had an electronic fucking dog.
Are you kidding?
No.
They
way.
Had like a robot dog came out and shit. And I was like,
so
really?
What do they do?
No, they just acrobats and dance and shit. They didn't even have clowns.
What?
No way.
No fucking clowns.
Well, that's part of the animal kingdom, right?
A clown?
I don't know.
I want to say somebody probably got upset, like one of the LGBTQ people. I don't know. Like somebody got upset. Somebody
a
complained.
Clown?
There was no fucking clowns,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
Was it still going to it?
It was kind of empty, bro. It was that crypto. It was the Ringling Brothers. Maybe I should have gone to Circus Vargas.
Yes,
that was the one.
Circus Vargas.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that one probably would have had the clowns and shit. But this, zero clowns, bro. Just fucking bunch of people in leotards, just doing like acrobatic stuff.
How much were the tickets?
Oh well, the reason why it went, my wife, she got a. They at her job or whatever, or somebody that they work with,
oh,
gave her tickets. Yeah, so we were
I can
like,
see why and shit.
Yeah,
well, how much do they go for?
I have no idea.
I want to say at least $50.
Yeah,
They gotta be, bro. And we were in a box. So we were in a box too, but the fucking place was empty, bro. It wasn't a lot of people. And the thing is, like, I was just like, oh, cool, the circus. My girls are gonna love it. There were no fucking clowns. I told them, I go, oh, yeah, you know, fucking clowns. And I was hyping it up, and I was like, yeah, they wear big shoes. And
you're going to have elephants
and all this
giraffes.
Shit. They didn't have nothing.
Just don't sniff the flower. Don't sniff the flower.
Whatever you do, don't sniff the fucking flower. Yeah, so this left a really bad impression on me, and I don't think I would ever go back to a fucking circus, bro.
Bro, you know what? A lot of the stuff that we grew up with is gone. I don't know if you've noticed, man.
Yeah.
You can't do anything like nowadays that is going to be memorable. Like you get like if you buy music nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Back in the days, you used to get the CD case or the tape and you used to open it. You put the tape in or you put the CD in and you start playing it from track one.
Yep.
And then guess what you're doing with the art, the cover or whatever. You're just reading it.
Reading.
Whatever it said on it, you're reading it. You're just taking a look at it. You're listening to the music.
It would like unfold and shit.
Yeah,
it had all this big ass
man, hell right? Yeah. It is as long as it wasn't counterfeit, because there were some counterfeit.
No, you just get the first page.
The rest is blank and shit.
Right. No, but like back then, like that was special, man.
Yeah.
And nowadays, there's none of that. Like if you buy music, you'll probably buy one song. You're not gonna buy the whole album because the whole album's not good most of the time.
Right.
That one song and then that's it.
You know what I hate is that supposedly they make you buy the music, but then like if you don't have no internet or anything, you can't play it.
Right.
That sucks.
Oh, so even if you buy the thing, like you can't play without internet?
Like if you go to the mountains and stuff and there's no reception, you can't even get your damn music.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, fuck, man. That's when I was like, fuck, man. I miss the fucking CDs and tapes and all that shit.
I figured you could download it or something.
Well,
you should be able to download it.
But it won't play?
No, you download it, but I think you download the app, and the app like gets it from whatever, the cloud or whatever. But if there's no reception, it doesn't grab it anymore.
Yeah, but I remember those days, man. We would go to like Ritmo Latino sometimes. They would just go listen to music and shit.
Yeah.
Just throw on the headphones and be like going to all the different like CDs and shit.
All those things are gone, huh?
Everything is gone, man. Yeah. I mean,
even like in Best Buy, they don't have like I think they stopped carrying DVDs and shit.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
And if you remember, man, you used to a Saturday or Friday night, you'd go down to like Blockbuster Video or just a corner video store.
Yeah.
And you're there to rent a movie. Which one? Who knows?
Yeah.
Let's just see what came out. Because we didn't have like that whole, like we didn't have internet to see what every single movie that came out. Most of the time, if it wasn't on like a commercial for a movie, we didn't know that a movie came out. So we would go and then we would see the movies that came out that week.
Yeah.
And then just start looking at the box and see if we're going to like it. And then sometimes if somebody was there, we would ask them like, hey man, have you seen this movie? You strike up a conversation. Maybe if it was a girl, you start sweet talking her,
yeah,
something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And those days are gone, bro. Like nowadays, I spend like fucking 2 hours on Netflix trying to see if I can find a new movie.
And you know what's also gone? The mall.
The mall, man.
Really? Malls are dead now?
They're like pretty much empty, man. All the stores are like, you know, they're just surviving.
Bro, we used to go just to pick up.
Yeah.
Like we'd go just walking. And from one end of the mall, we start and we end up at the other side. And by the time we get to the other side, we get like maybe 4 or 5 numbers.
But somebody must have been spending money back then, though.
Yeah. Like everyone was spending money. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
because now people are hanging out and they're not spending shit.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you would go back then to go buy stuff and everything. But, you know, as kids or, you know, or older, you were, you can go and pick up and stuff. But now you go there and they're like empty. You know, all these like empty ass spots and stuff, and then you see one store, and then it's like a random ass store that sells like some pimp suits or whatever.
It looks like a swabby now.
Yeah, honestly, indoor swabby.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
and then the food court is like they're almost all gone, and they only open like for certain hours.
But I blame kids. I don't even blame the internet. I blame kids for not keeping this shit alive. Like, how can you get rid of these staples of society? Where you're able to socialize and be able to hang out with people and, like, just make a day out of it, man. We made a day out of just going to the mall. It was it was awesome back in the
Yeah, you'd go with, like, $5 and you'd be straight.
You'd be straight, man. Yep. You get a fucking lemonade. Hell you hang out with your friends. It was awesome, man.
But, you know, but even, like, at the Del Amo Mall, they banned a lot of, like, the minors and shit. Well, like, and kids that were, like, under 18. Like, they couldn't go with their
parents. Different reasons.
Yeah, that's different reasons.
These motherfuckers would create a
riot. Fucking mobs and shit.
Mobs and riots and shit. People would die. It was there. Yeah. They would be a little reckless.
Yeah,
that
was not okay. Okay, you know, fucking Plaza Mexico was my mall and shit. We used to call it the marketplace.
Marketplace.
No way.
Yeah,
that was my mall.
No
Hell
shit.
Yeah.
Nah, oh, you never used to go to the marketplace?
Not marketplace. Not too much. We used to go to Pacific more than that.
Oh, you guys would go to Pacific?
Yeah, Huntington Park.
Yeah, we used to stay at the marketplace.
Yeah, the marketplace.
Bro. That was where it was at. We'd go play pool and shit.
The upstairs? Shit. Upstairs had like the arcades and shit?
Yeah, that's where it was at for us. All right, that's where they stole my they stole my bike frame.
They steal your bike frame.
Dude, I would lock up the wheel.
Yeah.
I would lock up the wheel because I'm like, I'll just lock up the wheel. The motherfuckers took the wheel off and they took my fucking bike frame and shit. They left me a wheel.
Motherfuckers, man.
I'm like, who does that? Who walks around with a fucking crescent wrench?
You went home like a unicycle? Like,
no, I left that shit. I didn't even take it. I was like, man, fuck this wheel.
You should have asked, like, did anyone see somebody get a bike with no wheel? That was mine.
That was terrible, man. That's what I used to hate about that place, man. They'd always try to steal your shit.
Damn, man. No, but it's
good times.
Yeah, good times. But the thing is, why are we losing all of our, like, things that made our youth great, man?
You know why? Because of this right here, what I have in my hand.
The cell phone.
Cell phones, electronics.
It has everything, man. You don't even have to meet up with your friends and stuff at like a at the mall or store or whatever. You just chat with them online.
Well, even playing video games, right? Like
yeah,
it's not like games. Hey, you want to come over to play video games? Nah, just jump online, and they play at their house and
Dude,
you play at your own house.
My sobrinos, they're playing with each other in different rooms.
What the fuck?
That's how crazy it is, man. Yeah. They all got their PlayStations and they're like
But think about it. If we didn't have this show, we'd probably never see each other.
Probably not.
Right.
Yeah, I'd see you guys once a year, probably. If that. No, honestly.
Yeah.
Like birthday. Once, twice a year, probably. Yeah.
So I think just having an excuse to hang out with people, to see each other, that should be the norm. Like Mexicans.
Just hang out.
Yeah, Mexicans. If it was any excuse to throw a party, think about it. It wasn't like it was a real big reason to throw a party. It was just like a kid's birthday party. Fuck it. Invite the whole fucking clan.
Right.
Shitload of beer. Let's have a good time. It wasn't about the kid. It was more about getting everybody together.
Yeah.
So that's, I think that we've gone away from that. We should just start slowly coming back to that.
Yeah. No, my family's real good about shit like that, man. Like that's why I get to see them. Cause they're always just having random get togethers and parties and like, couple weeks ago my cousin threw a party for her dog I'm like, really?
what's her dog's name? Like
Canela.
Oh, Laquisha.
Laquisha. No, Canela.
Oh, a real dog.
Canela. A real dog.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
No, not that kind of dog.
Oh, okay.
Canela is a real dog. 14 years old.
Fuck. Yeah. Bro.
So she's like, yeah, I'm having a birthday for my dog.
Sweet.
Said, fuck it.
And what, you guys took her a present, Nito?
Yeah, we got her like a little shirt. We got her a little doggy shirt.
Fuck it.
We didn't want to show up empty handed, man. Man. She was fucking going to give us a side eye and shit. Like,
what kind of food did she give?
Dog food.
Yeah, that's thingy.
It's like kibble and shit. Regular food, man. There was a regular people party. I think there was two dogs there, just her and her dog and another two dogs.
What, were they humping?
Nah.
Come on, bro.
They weren't, and her dog's already, Canela's already old, bro. Like, she doesn't even have teeth. Yeah, remember?
Know, that means she can suck good dick.
She can suck good dick. She's about a four.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Had his grandma's birthday, and they had this old ass dog, man. It was old, like blind.
Blind.
Always bumping into like everything.
Oh, chef, shit.
Deaf, yeah. Blind, and just couldn't walk. It was fucked up.
It was old, man.
Damn. And that was his grandma's dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his grandma, she couldn't walk. And
she was like, blind. She was bumping into stuff.
Yeah,
but she was like 90 something, right?
Yeah,
she was up there. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's crazy. I think, I'm not going to say that about people, but like with dogs, I think eventually it's like, you know, pobrecitos, like it comes time.
Well, shit, my dogs are 15 years old, man.
Oh, they're 15.
They're 15, but they're still good.
But they look young.
They're still all right.
They're still all right. I think, you know what the secret, I think, is just like, water, plentiful water, because like if they don't have water, I think they get kidney disease or something like that. They have access to outside like as much as they want, so they can go pee. They don't hold it in.
Right.
And just real food.
Yeah.
Like no kibble, like very limited, like wet food, just like veterinarian, whatever.
What kind of food you give your dog?
It's like some pro-balance veterinarian fucking approved some bullshit. I don't know what it is. It's expensive. But real food, which is either beef or chicken and vegetables, which is like sweet potatoes, broccoli, spinach.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry.
Carrots.
Like they're eating better than me.
Yeah.
Mexican squash and maybe even some brown rice sometimes. But it's like, dude, if honestly, when I make their food, and sometimes I get hungry, I look at their food, I'm like, dude, I should be eating that.
Right.
It's people food.
That's what people should be eating.
Yeah. And, but ever since I've been giving them that food, they've been
good.
They've had better energy and they just seem better.
Well, I think, too, like taking them out for walks and shit like that helps. Mm-hmm. You know, I noticed that with my my brother-in-law, he's 70. Fuck, he's old, bro.
So you take him out for walks?
No. That fool walks himself.
Oh, okay, good.
He's like 75, 76 or some shit.
Really?
And I went to San Diego a couple weeks ago because my sister and my brother-in-law were down. And so this fool walks every morning, right? He walks about 3 miles every morning. And I'm like, fuck, I'm not that active. So I'm like, man, maybe I'll join you for a fucking walk, bro. Like, it's a fucking walk. The fuck? Fucking 76-year-old guy. You know what I mean? I'm over here sitting pretty as 43 and shit. You know? And
28.
I mean, 28. At 28. And I start walking with this guy, and there was a couple of uphills and shit, and I'm like,
no
trouble.
And I was just like, and he's just fucking power walking, fucking moving his hips and shit.
Does he have a tracksuit?
No, I forgot what the fuck he was wearing. I was just trying not to die. No, and I was just like, fuck, like this dude, because he walks every day with a purpose, right? He's walking his 3 miles and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just something he does and kind of keeps him. And then, you know, and we have like my aunt that's a little younger than him, maybe 2-3 years younger than him. And my aunt doesn't do all that exercise shit, and she's not doing as well as he's doing, you know? And so I think just the movement, like even like I was saying with your dogs, man, just taking them for walks and shit and just kind of keeping them active, like that shit extends their life, man, for sure.
Yeah, there's something to say about maybe just getting the blood pumping, getting some sun, you know, just kind of keeping your mind moving as well. Because when you're walking, you're probably thinking about shit. Even if you're not thinking about anything in particular, it's just your mind is still working.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just sitting there doing nothing, thinking about just maybe like being down on your luck or whatever you're thinking about when you don't want to do anything, you know?
Dude, at work, we have two people, the coworkers. Mm-hmm. They were old. They were already like in their 70, almost 80. And they were still working, you know, very slow and everything. But, you know, that company just still kept them around. As soon as one of them got sick, so they stayed home. And then within a month, passed away.
Done.
What?
The other one also been working there for a long time. And then, you know, it's just all of a sudden, you know, retired. And within a few, like, months, dead. And
you hear about that all the time.
Yeah.
Well, we, I don't know if you heard the episode, but when also was on here, our supervisor's mom, she had just retired 2 years ago. She retired 2 years ago, and maybe 2 months ago, she, out of nowhere, she just passed away.
Yeah.
Like, man. It was just like, what the fuck? And just regular lady, man.
Yeah, and it was hard for us to believe because when they were there, I mean, they were old, and we were, like, kind of helping, but they were very active, and they didn't want you to help them for, you know, for shit. Like, she'll be picking up, like, some boxes. You know what I mean? They weren't that heavy. And we'll be like, oh, let me get that. Like, no, I could do it.
What the
and, you know, so she looked still strong and everything like that, but, you know, just...
Oh, shit, that's her exercise, man. Yeah, don't take her saying. Exercise away from her.
I know. Why are you trying to kill this lady, Shomar?
That's all what it comes down to is just kind of like Jerky was saying, just moving, you know, kind of having like some kind of purpose and stuff and, you know.
No, and it's crazy because I remember one time on TV they had showed this black lady. She was probably like 80-something. Man, she looked amazing. Like, and she had her fitness workout, and she would do the weight training and all that shit. And, oh, she looked fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, her body was goals for me, even at 28. Like, she just looked amazing, bro.
Was she a 10?
Yeah. She was like a 7. She was a 7. But still, she looked great, man. So it speaks volumes. Like, you look at people that are active and work out, like,
yeah,
you fucking like Father Time is undefeated, but you know what I mean, you can extend your life a little bit,
bro. Have you seen the pictures? And of course it's an Instagram, but like these are all of the 80s actors that are probably like 46, 48, 50 years old, right? And then you see everybody that's 50 years old now, like J-Lo.
Yeah.
And that lady from the Golden Girls, they're the same age. Yet J-Lo looks 100 times better than the lady from the Golden Girls. The hot one.
But you have to.
She wasn't hot. She was a hoe.
Same thing.
But you got to see that. You know, I think J-Lo has done a lot of work in her face and stuff.
Absolutely.
And I think those Golden Girls, they were just not
absolutely.
Doing
it. But you guys seen Cheers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those dudes that were sitting on the freaking, what do you call them?
Stools?
The stools. Barstools? Yeah. Norm and Norman, or fuck, I forget. Cliff. Norman Cliff, they were 36 when that show started.
What?
36. We're 44. I mean, we're 28.
28.
But we look way younger than these dudes looked at 36.
They looked old.
They looked old.
Well, you know what's crazy? Even just looking at the old 1950 yearbooks and everything, they look old, man. They
at
look
18.
Older. Yeah, they were 18.
You know, I wonder if it was because the lifespan was shorter. Like, if people were aging faster, I wonder if that's a thing.
Maybe. Probably. And I think they said, like, you know, life back then was a little bit harder. You would have to, like, physically do a lot of stuff. Where with us, is now, you know, as the years go, things have gotten easier for us, you know.
Right. Because people were adults, right? They were adults, like, early on.
We got Barlow's fucking, what do you call that? He's boasting that he works behind a computer. And his soft hands and shit.
Oh, yeah. He gets Botox and all that shit.
Yeah. Who does that, man? This motherfucker gets lip fillers. He's off the show.
Does that fool do nothing that's physical? Like, other than going to, like, CrossFit or whatever he does?
Not for work.
No, but anything, like, around the house.
But
does
he
fix anything?
Probably I don't think not. So.
Probably not.
Like, because he doesn't fix a car. He doesn't know how to fix a car, right?
No.
He just has to change the batteries.
He just plugs it.
Like, imagine him doing anything physical. I think it'll kill him.
He'd be like, what
you know what?
The
I've
fuck?
I've never seen him play sports.
Never. He says he did, but he
I've never.
Even when we were doing
our fraternity, when we were doing the Greek letters, he wasn't like really, you know,
He's not really good with his hands.
Yeah, his machine, he wasn't really cutting it that good.
He doesn't have hand-eye coordination, if you've ever noticed.
I haven't paid attention, but...
He can't even play darts, bro.
What?
He can't. He just can't aim.
Oh, shit.
Like, nothing that's physical, he's not able to do any of that. Have you ever noticed that?
I'm going to start paying attention now.
Look how he sits.
How does he sit?
I don't know. He sits like some kind of way where
like very
he has to like kind of balance.
Very like fragile and shit.
Yeah, like I don't know. It's
like he's balancing himself?
Yeah, like he's going to tip over or something.
What the fuck?
You never noticed that?
No.
His tits aren't that big, bro. Huh? Calm down.
Holy shit.
I'm telling you, those tattoos make him unbalanced.
Dude, fucking, I know. When he comes back, I'm going to be paying attention.
Wow, check him out, dude.
I'll be like, what the fuck?
Hey, remind me never to miss a show, bro, because if we're going to be talking.
I know.
Yeah, right?
You know what? I still haven't finished listening to the show where
you weren't here.
Oh, they were talking
when
about
I wasn't
you.
Here, and they were fucking bashing on
oh,
me.
Oh, they were bashing yeah. on you, bro.
You know, man, shout out to Jericho for defending me, at least
I
for
did,
calling,
bro.
Telling them to calm their shit.
Look, bro, those shoes look very comfortable, man.
Dude, and that's the thing. I go for comfort, man. I understand I'm not the most fashionable
right?
guy.
We got to set the line.
But you
a
know
lot
what? Let me talk a little bit of shit about also, since he's not here.
Let's do it.
Man, okay, so you listened to that show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were talking about how I don't have fucking swag and shit. I admit that. What the fuck do I need swag for?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I dress to be comfortable.
Yeah.
As long as my fucking clothes is clean, whatever. Like, it's cool. I'm like, for also, like, I don't talk shit to him, but I'm like, I go, okay, so you consider yourself that you have swag, right? I go, wearing Jordans and a fucking black man on your T-shirt is not swag to me.
That's his uniform, by the
That's
way.
That's his uniform. That's why I sent that picture the other day, and I was like, we went to Topgolf, and sure enough, Jordans and fucking Tiger Woods on his shirt.
That's number
I go,
one.
Where's your fucking Zapata shirt, dog? Like, and so, but no, that's his uniform, and yeah. I'm like, that's not swag, bro. It's not.
Last time he had his Jordans, well, his Jordan slides, and then he had
Nipsey Hussle
on his shirt. So
and then he has his Jordans, and then he has like
LeBron
or Reggie Miller doing the choke.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And it's just like, I don't know. Well, I don't know if maybe
he looked like his closet is Foot Locker.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know if black people dig that shit or whatever, or maybe they're like, oh, that fool has
too much BET for him.
Is he trying to get street cred? Like trying to stay relevant? Is that what
maybe
you're saying?
He doesn't want people to challenge him to a fight.
Oh,
that's the thing. I don't know.
Like he wants to look dangerous. Is
maybe.
That what you're saying?
Maybe he wants to look like a thug, bro.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but to me, but I've told him before because he's like, fool, you have to put more effort into your shit, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm not gonna dress up like you. I'm like, it's just that's I'm not. Our styles are different.
Yeah,
I go to me. That's not what I want to look like.
But I think we're at the age now where, like, you just want to be comfortable. You just want to live life, like, the way you want to, you know?
Right. Let me have my fucking cubic zirconia, bro. Yes. Let me have my fake Rolex.
Let me get my four.
Let me get my dick sucked by my four, bro. Like, just relax. I don't know. I think as you get older, like, different things matter and shit. Like, I've just never been big on shoes and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. If you ask me, man, I think Jericho has swag, bro.
No, I don't know, bro.
Jericho has swag.
Well,
when
I go out, I try to look my best. But on an everyday basis, man, I have a uniform too, man. Like, it's
what, you got a black man on your shirt?
No.
He has a white man.
I wear the same, like, you know those Instagram t-shirts? Those, I forget they're called. Those tight t-shirts now. I don't know what they're
called. Oh, like
those shapes?
The ones that are kind of loose where it counts.
Right. Like in the crotch area.
Yeah.
No, I forget the trusty tees, but trusty tees, isn't it? Yeah,
something like that.
But I get next level shirts, which is basically the same thing. Right. They're athletic fit t-shirts. And that's it. Once I discovered those shirts, I get one in every fucking color. But gray is my favorite.
Right.
And that's all I wear every day, man.
And I like that.
And he's wearing gray right now.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
See, and I like that, man, because it's like plain. You don't have logos and shit like that. Or you'll wear your what's it called? That thermal kind of shirt. Like, I like that style, man. Like, That's what
the
I grew
Henleys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're
like
talking
I grew,
about.
You know, your brown shoes, like that mm-hmm. kind of shit I like. You know what I mean? I'm not big on like dressing up tennis shoes and shit like that. Like mm-hmm. it's just, I don't know. That's just not what I'm into.
Right. Well, I think we all got our different styles right. and shit. Because I'm trying to guess Barlow's style.
Yeah, Barlow's doesn't
Barlow's
have
got
a,
that. Like he has that loud style.
Like that look at me fucking style, like, right?
He's always wearing some bright ass shit.
But he digs it though. He likes
he
it.
He likes
you know what? As long as he's happy. He's, if he's happy, I'm happy.
Yeah, because you know the other debate that I had with also and I told him I was gonna bring it up on the show, but I never did. But fucking wearing a tux with Jordans.
What?
Like
why?
Exactly. He's like, bro, that looks fly.
No, it doesn't.
And I'm like,
I'm sorry.
I go
it
that
doesn't.
Shit. Look, I go, your wife let you out the house like that?
Is he wearing a bow tie? Or like an actual tie.
I think it was an actual tie.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck.
Yeah, well, if it was a bow tie, it would have been different. But then he sent me pictures of like basketball players. I go, they're fucking black.
First of all, they're millionaires.
Yeah.
And you get away with anything.
Right. So, but for me, like, my wife would not let me leave the fucking house like that.
No way.
You're going to wear fucking tennis shoes with a suit?
You're crazy.
Get the fuck out of here. And the thing is, like, I wouldn't let myself walk out of the...
Right.
But for him, you know what I mean? That's his style. Like, that's what he's into. And he's just like, nah, that shit looks fucking tight.
No, it doesn't.
He's wearing some fucking Jordans with
to,
a suit.
To who? Who does that look tight to?
To fucking black people, no. I guess.
Well,
it's
kind of like those people that used to, in our generation, used to be, like, older, but used to wear, like, young clothes. Because, I mean, the stuff that he's wearing is like, very, like, young. Like a younger style.
Right.
Right, because that's kind of like what you see and stuff. So he's probably like, maybe I don't know. Maybe he's stealing his style from his kids.
From his son.
Yeah, he got Jordans.
Is it dad? That's my shirt.
Maybe, man.
Yeah, but you know, people have different styles, bro. I wouldn't call it fucking more swag or less swag. Like I think everybody has their own fucking riz.
Riz.
Your drip?
Like drip. Stop judging my drip, man.
Hey, this is Sebastian Satina, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas, I think we came to the end of the show.
What?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. It was good.
It was a good show, man.
I just like the fact that we didn't really. Oh yeah, we did. Did we bring up penis?
Hell yeah.
Not well, a lot. We didn't actually.
Not like
a four slobbing on the knob of a.
Right. It
yeah,
was.
Yeah, but it wasn't. But it wasn't like featured. Like,
no.
Then,
right. Not at all. It wasn't like show me your penis or anything. No.
Yeah, it wasn't anything that you know kind of brought up and shit. Yeah, but
I think he has like an alarm reminder to fucking right. mention
penis. He's got like
he has
he's got like Tourette's and shit.
He has a quota to meet and shit. Well, anyways, it was a good show, you know, fellas. You know, I'm glad I came today. You know, Barlow's, he's not here today, but you know, I still hate his ass.
He's not gonna listen to this show.
Yeah, good. Well, fuck him.
Fuck that.
I hate him anyways and stuff. So yeah, so with that, I'm out. Fuck the Astros. Let's go Dodgers.
Yeah,
fuck them. Yeah. Hey, football's starting up.
Yeah,
so
football. Yeah.
Pretty
fuck
soon
the kicker.
Again, we can start fucking
yeah,
kickers.
Fuck the kicker.
Man, fuck football.
Yeah, fuck the kicker.
Absolutely. You know what? Let me go on a
I
little
love
rant.
Football.
All right, go.
If football would have stayed like in the 90s when there was actual hitting and actual like decapitating of a fucking head and, you know, like people getting bent backwards and fucking getting thrown up, that would have been fun. But
that's called wrestling.
No. But now it just simulates flag football to me, man.
They can't touch him anymore? Or?
They can touch him, but it has to be on the legs. You can't go high. Like, you can't, like, tackle him high or, you know, use your, like, your head
you
in any way.
Yeah, you can't helmet to helmet and all stuff.
Yeah. Man.
But I think that's, you know, it's trying to keep you safe, man.
You know what? If you're going to keep it safe, just stay home.
Maybe you shouldn't be playing football.
Right. There's fuck that. Football is a fucking man sport, man.
That's why they get paid millions of dollars.
Exactly. No, they don't get paid that much.
They cut it down?
I mean, they've always been the fucking least paid, by the
way. It's
the
more physical
really?
Game.
It's
and
the
they
most
get paid
physical
less.
And they get paid the least.
But they only play 16 times a year, so you can kind of understand why
oh,
they
okay.
get paid that much. You know, they're lazy. Yeah.
Have you seen them when they... you know, when they practice stuff, they put like another helmet on top of their helmet. So holy it looks like shit. A big cushion.
Wow.
What? They got a lot of concussions, man.
It's time to be a pussy.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. That. You know what? No.
They used to be cool.
They used to be cool. I'm done with my rant.
Oh, man. Fucking great fucking show, man. Show Mark. Fuck. Like always, man. It's fun. Shout out this week, man. What Can Go Wrong podcast. Fucking hilarious. Fucking love listening to their show.
Did you see Shomar on their show?
Yes.
Fuck,
I didn't even know. I go, man, that goes Shomar barely came back to our show, and now he's doing their show too.
Well, I'm doing a tour.
Yeah, he's got to promote the show.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, that fucking Shomar.
He's doing a promotional tour, bro.
Yeah, so shout out to you guys, man. Thanks for listening. And yeah, and with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I'm going to give you a recommendation of something not to watch. A little movie called The Bike Riders.
The Bike Riders.
It was, oh, man. And this time, I started watching the movie, and I was like, okay, I'm going to watch the first 10 minutes, and I'm going to love it. And then I watched 10 minutes, and it was like, oh, maybe the next 10 minutes is going to be better. Yeah, not so much. Like, maybe the next 10 minutes is going to be better. You know, there's movies that have a slow burn.
It drags.
And yeah. Then, you know, but at the end, there's some really good conclusion, and you're going to love it, and everybody's going to have a great ending, right? But this movie just wasn't it, man. I watched the whole movie, and then I figured out why this movie was so terrible.
Why did you watch that movie?
Because it was about motorcycle clubs. And I was like, I love fucking Sons of Anarchy. I love the fucking, you know, that Vice when they feature the Mongols.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like fucking exciting, right? Fucking motorcycle gangs, all that shit. It's going to be fucking awesome.
And no.
But I figured out why this movie just sucked ass.
Why, Jericho?
It was told in the point of view of a woman.
What?
Yes, bro. It almost felt like just gossip.
So who was it? Like, it must have been like the wife of
It was the wife of one of the guys that started the motorcycle gang. And you know, like when I saw that there was a motorcycle gang party and no one was fucking, there was no titties out.
Oh shit.
I just realized it was being told in the point of view from a woman.
Oh fuck.
And I was like, oh, that's weird. So and it's just, oh man, it seemed like chisme, bro. That's all it was.
Drag.
Because it was a guy. So this is how it played out. A guy was trying to write a book, so he was interviewing the woman about what happened to the motorcycle game from start to finish. And that's the whole fucking story. It was fucking just ridiculously boring, bro.
Man, but you know what surprises me? That
what's that?
Jericho saw that whole movie. When usually he's only just watching the first part.
Right, because I think he was expecting to find a good 10 minutes.
Yes, and I couldn't, bro.
He couldn't. It's just getting worse.
But in other movies, bro, 10 minutes, that's all I need. It's fucking amazing.
Man, I think that movie needed a couple of fours, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So this is a recommendation not to watch. Do not watch The Bike Riders. It is terrible. There's nobody in that movie worth watching. That guy, the main actor, one of the main actors, I forget what Tom Hardy was, he did really well, but unfortunately, even he couldn't save the movie.
Damn.
So, you know, unfortunately, don't watch that this weekend. Do watch Deadpool and Wolverine. Holy fuck!
Was it good?
Shit.
It was good, huh?
That movie. First of all, I love Deadpool, but
you watched the other ones?
Yeah, I did watch the other ones, and they were good, but this one was particularly a special one, man, because they brought out all the stops. This was a good fucking movie.
So answer me something. Do I need to watch the other ones?
You don't. You don't need to watch shit. There's inside jokes, but you'll get them even if you don't watch one and two.
All right.
The thing is, watch it in D-Box.
D-Box?
D-Box.
Yes. What is D-Box?
That's like the vibrating chairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro. Accessories not included.
So bring your own butt plug.
It's amazing, bro, because every fucking explosion, every fucking hit like that, you know, like if somebody hits somebody, if somebody shoots some fucking gun,
you shake,
you
rattles.
Feel it in your fucking seat. It's fucking amazing.
Damn.
You'll love it. You'll love it.
D-Box.
D-Box, bro. And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars for everything. Have it. Protect your hymen.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son cuatro compas de misterio. Y en la plática los cuatro unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas.
Yo, what up, guys? This is Alfred Robles, and you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Hey, do you guys care for, like, counterfeit?
Like what, money?
No, not money. We're talking about more like articles, like clothing, watches.
If it's comfortable, I'll rock it. I don't care.
Because I was watching on YouTube, and they were talking about Tepito. There's this, like, really hidden place where they sell knockoff, but it's, like, high-end knockoff. Mm. So I guess, like, within, like, all these people that do, like, counterfeit shit,
right,
there's a hierarchy. And there's ones that you could just tell it's just fake, like the Nike, the Jordan with the fat guy
with the penis.
Exactly. So you have all those counterfeits, but then you got those counterfeits that are like really, really good, and those are like, of course, they cost way more, but you know they're of course not as much as the original, but right.
Like what are we talking? Still like half price?
Yeah, I mean it's pretty much like say, what was it? There was some shoes there, Louis Vuitton shoes that the guy was selling, and they go for like. Probably like 6,000, and he was selling them for like 1,000
for shoes.
Shoes,
yeah.
Who the fuck were $6,000 shoes? Those
that's like how much the like the red bottoms and shit.
I don't know what they were.
They're probably like those red bottom shoes.
You know what? They look ugly though.
Well, that's the thing. The uglier the shoe, the more expensive it is.
I wish it could be like that for people, man.
Shit, right?
We'll be fucking models.
We'd be rich and shit. But it's like that whole Kanye shit, right? Like, this motherfucker was selling people fucking potato sacks and trash bags, and people were going wild for it.
It's all the brand.
It's all marketing, right?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? They were buying the camisetas with the yellow pit stains and shit.
I got a bunch of those.
Hey, you're fucking sitting on a gold mine, bro.
Fuck, bro.
No, but that's how it was. That's what was it? Vans. There was shit that we grew up with that weren't that popular. Like Vans weren't that popular.
I have a good one. Champion.
Champion. Oh. Yes.
I would not be fucking seen in Champion. I'd be like, fuck the fuck. That was like a Kmart brand.
Are you kidding? I wanted Champion
when back you in were the days, young.
But when I was like a little kid, I thought that was like a special brand.
Really?
I didn't know.
No,
bro.
We used to get clowned for Champion.
Wow. Well, I grew up in the hood. I had no idea Champion was a cheap brand.
Yeah, we used to get clowned for Champion and fucking Lacoste.
Oh, Lacoste. Lacoste
and the alligator.
Because it's all about La Tigre.
Yeah,
right?
It was the Tigre.
Yeah.
They're like you're poor. And now that shit is like, well, I don't know if it's still like a thing, but it came back. And
how in the world did they turn that brand around, man? Lacoste was like the cheapest shit, right?
It was, bro.
Well, the thing is that they give it to like celebrities and people, you know, that you see a lot on social media, on movie sets and all this stuff, and they just make it a brand. That's why if you have a brand and you could give it to famous people and they rock it, they become famous.
Let's buy Le Tigre back and let's start fucking like building it up and give it to all the celebrities and really build that brand up, man. We'll be rich, bro.
That's where it's at, bro.
Le Tigre was the shit. It was these, okay, so for the fans or for the listeners out there, there were these polo shirts that were not great. They were an expensive feeling, like, they didn't feel great, right?
Right.
They did its job.
Yeah, they covered you.
And they had a little tigre. Instead of like a little alligator, they had a little tiger. And you can get them like in every fucking color, right?
Yeah.
But the tiger was always the same color? Or did that color change?
Like orange, no?
I don't remember if it changed.
I think it might have been orange, though. Like, yeah, Tony's tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fuck, those shirts were awesome, man. I had one in every color.
Oh, you had them?
I had a bunch of them, bro.
Yeah, you would go to Swami. You'd stock up.
Oh, wait, but were mine real? Or
no, I don't know if yours were real or not. I that's where I would get mine at the Swami. I always used to get my shit at the Swami.
All right, as long as they were counterfeit.
Yeah,
good,
I would get that, and I would get my Smile Now, Cry Later shirts.
Yeah, the 8-Ball shirt.
Yeah, the 8-Ball shirt.
I remember the 8-Ball shirt and the Tagger shirt.
Because that's one thing I would not buy counterfeit, bro, my Latigata shirts.
Oh, really?
I got to have the original, bro. That's fucking awesome.
No, but would you buy? So, example, I remember there was a one of my coworkers, they make really good money, and they wear, he told me that he wears fake Rolex and fake watches.
Okay.
And they said they never question him because he makes that much money, and so why is he going to buy, you know,
right,
all this expensive shit? You know, they cost like $10,000 sometimes or $15,000, these watches, and he goes, and what, they're going to take, ask me to remove my watch so they could, like,
right,
you know, look under it with a lupa.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're just going to take your word for it, bro. Yeah. Like, they're going to be like, he makes enough money.
You know who does that?
Who?
Ocho Cinco. Football player.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this dude said he never, ever bought, like, all his jewelry, all his ice.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking diamonds.
Bling, bling.
Always Cuban zirconia. Yeah. Always. They're like, who's going to question me? Like, I make a lot of money.
Yeah.
He would fucking live on Subway. He would live on McDonald's. And when it came to watches, he never wore a real watch. Like, he would always buy, like, knockoff, like Rolex or whatever it was.
Yeah, because they're very, they look like the real thing.
Yeah.
They look like a real thing. And, like, that guy, I was seeing that episode. It's actually on, I think, was it Vice? One of those, episodes. And, yeah, the guy, you know, he literally was inside a bunker because his the shit that he sold was very exclusive. You say he has celebrities, rappers, even politicians have gone to that spot right there to get their all their gear.
So this is how it works. Out here in L.A., I don't know if you guys ever been down there to
downtown,
the jewelry district in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
They have these buildings, ultra secure, security guards up the ass, right?
Yeah.
And that's downstairs, right? Like that's like the poor people go down to the jewelry mart, but they have these buildings where they're nondescript, no fucking name on it. You go upstairs, there's security guards everywhere. Everything is locked down. And they have no names on the doors. They just have numbers.
Right.
And you go in, and these are the personal jewelers to, like, rich people.
Oh, shit.
And they'll bring out stuff to show you. They have nothing on display.
Wow.
So they just, like, briefcases. Like,
yeah, they'll just bring out whatever rings and Hope watches. And, like, they'll cater you. They have leather couches. They'll cater you. They'll give you, like, champagne and do all that good stuff.
See, and all that shit is ego, bro. Like, getting the real shit, it's all ego. Like, why wouldn't you get a knockoff that nobody's going to be able to tell unless they're like, hey, let me see that shit. And they get the magnifying glass and looking at it. Yeah. And it's like, oh, you see this stitch right here, stitch number 8? Yeah, it's fake.
And you know what? And there are some people that could tell, like, when they're knockoffs. But I don't think none of our friends could tell, like, a knockoff.
Nah, hell nah.
Unless they're really, like, really knockoff.
One thing that I wouldn't do knockoff is like, it? Sports equipment. Like,
why not?
Is that fake-ass bat?
It bends. It, like, bends. That's made of foam.
No, but think about it. If you have you ever worn a cheap-ass, like, let's say, like, a dry-fit shirt?
Yes.
That shit sticks to you. It makes you even hotter. And, like, you sweat, and that shit, you get all, like,
oh, that's drenched. A fake one?
That's a fake
one. Oh, shit. I want my money back.
No, but when you wear something real, it doesn't rub. Like, you know, it doesn't give you, like, the rash. It actually does wick away the moisture. And it just feels – and it lasts forever. Like, I have Nike from, like, 10, 20 years ago, and it still lasts forever, dude. And I use it all the time.
Yeah. I just threw away my Nike basketball shorts, and I've had those 24 years.
No, did it have chub rub?
No, it's just, well, they started getting, like, a little bit of holes. Not chub rub, though, but that, no, and then the waistband.
Ah, see, that's,
That was the deal breaker. I was holding on to dear life. I would tie the string. I'd be like, man, that shit's, like, really cutting into me. I'm like, yeah, so I had to let it go, but I had them for about 24 years, man. They held up.
I think we all have, like, clothing that's just, it's already molded to you. Even, yeah. I got some sandals that are super old, and they already broke. And my dad keeps on fixing them.
He fixes them.
Yeah. Last time he drilled a fucking tornillo in there. Because flap from the side.
Yeah.
You should glue it, but he already glued it so much that it doesn't grab no more. So he put a tornillo in there. But it, like, when I put my feet in there, they feel so comfortable, man.
Damn.
Man. Nah,
what is like something that you would be comfortable buying that you know is counterfeit and gifting?
Ooh. Wait, to someone that knows about...
No, that doesn't know.
Okay, that doesn't know. All right, that's totally different.
Yeah.
Because I think when you know, when you've had that brand before, you know it's going to... They're going to know it's counterfeit, right?
Yeah.
Not if it's super expensive and they can't afford it. No. They'll just be really excited.
All right. No, what I mean is, like, when they know that... when they know the brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're familiar with the brand.
You know, I wouldn't get somebody that uses this item all the time. Because if they're cheap, then it's going to, you know, kind of break down real fast and stuff. So, like, for example, headphones. Mm-hmm. I don't think you could give somebody cheap headphones because they're going to be able to notice.
Right.
You know, the quality, the sound. So you can't give somebody, like, a knockoff Bose, mm-hmm. and then it sounds like shit.
Right.
What about like an engagement ring? Like, say you're about to propose to your girl, and you're like, man, this one right here is the real diamond, right?
Yeah.
But it looks just like this one, and we're looking at 8,000 versus 1,500. And they look almost identical.
Probably less, bro.
Maybe less. I'm being generous with 1,500.
First of all, gold isn't that expensive. And then a cubic zirconia is nothing, bro. It's like fucking $100.
Okay. So cheap.
Say 800 bucks.
Let's say 800 then.
Probably less than that.
Maybe. 400.
Sold!
Yes! There you go!
400.
So let's say from 8 grand to 400 bucks, bro. And then identical. And see, it's like,
I can't do that.
You can't run the risk.
I can't do it. Not because of that, because then you're going to be basing your first
on a lie.
But and just imagine you give it to her, and then later on, like, you know, she happens to take it to go get cleaned or something like that, and they tell her.
They tell her that it's fake?
Yeah, they tell her that it's fake.
Why would they do that?
It's a fugazi.
Well, I don't know. Like, you know, they clean it. They say, like, oh, okay, well, it doesn't really matter because it's not that.
Be like your cubic zirconia melted.
No, I had a guy that was trying to fucking give my boss a fucking, like, a fake ring.
Yeah.
And I didn't want him to know that I was undercover. So I had to go, fuck his ass. I fucking beat his ass up. And I told him that it was a fugazi.
It was a fugazi.
So I made him give me his fucking Camaro or whatever the fuck he had. A Corvette, I think it was. I don't know. But we drove that motherfucker home.
Yeah.
So that's why I got a new car.
Donnie Brasco.
Excuse me, what?
You were Donnie Brasco, right?
What are you talking about?
That was when you were undercover.
Yeah.
No.
As Donnie.
Ah, well.
You were Donnie.
Forget about it.
And you were working... And your boss was Lefty.
Yeah, that's right. How do you know? I was undercover. You're not supposed to know this.
I straight forgot about all that movie.
Fucking intel, baby.
Jerky.
That's a fucking movie.
That was a movie.
Huh?
That's a fucking movie, Jerky. That's Donnie Brasco.
Nah, that was that just happened
Donnie Brasco. Benny Blanco. Benny Blanco from the Bronx. Or wait, is that another movie?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but that would be kind of tough, right? It would be embarrassing for the girl. And then eventually you would have to have that conversation with her.
But listen, okay, just hear me out.
Yeah.
For all the kids that are going to get married, maybe in the next few years, what does a ring really do? What does a diamond ring really do on the girl's finger?
Doesn't do shit.
Okay.
Doesn't add value.
Have you ever seen a cubic zirconia compared to a diamond? There is a difference. I'm not saying there isn't.
I haven't paid.
I don't know.
I haven't paid attention.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think I've been close enough to a cubic zirconia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've been close, bro.
Or a diamond.
You've been close to a lot, and you didn't know the difference. Just like those Rolexes that you had no idea that they were not Rolexes.
Yeah.
You've been next to a lot of cubic zirconia, and you had no idea that they were fake. It's just, they're so rampant. People don't wear, like, I think a lot of times rich people, they don't even have diamonds. They're like, what for?
You know, right. Especially right now, because now they're like robbing people left and right and shit.
Right.
So now they're probably all, you know, probably the counterfeit industry probably went up.
Exactly, and it's really cheap. You can make diamonds that are even stronger than the cubic zirconia nowadays. I forget what they're called.
They're lab grown.
Yeah, lab grown diamonds. And the truth is, what's it gonna do? Rest on her finger for the rest of her life? Who cares? It's gonna be $8,000 that's just gonna be sitting there. And even if you're trying to sell it, you're never going to get that money.
Yeah.
So what's the point of a diamond?
I don't know.
You
know,
it lasts forever.
It's not. I mean, who cares?
It does.
Now, then you know what are you going to do? Are you going to pass it down to like the daughter?
No, if you ever, you know, your car ever falls in the river or in the lake or in the ocean.
Sure.
You could just cut it with your ring.
It doesn't
That's a cartoon.
No. No, that's the way. Don't they use diamond to cut all this crazy shit?
It might be like an hour to cut through that.
you're gonna drown. I don't think you're gonna make it out, bro.
Right, whatever.
But no, but I think with like females, they put so much fucking value in this diamond. I don't know the story, and I don't want to attempt to even go back in the history of why they started selling engagement rings. But it was like that. It was just a big marketing thing, like. And they were worthless.
They were.
It was worthless until they gave it its worth.
Yeah. I think that's with everything. Cars, shoes, you know, they, you know, like, for example, a car is supposed to get you from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it is kind of like how comfortable you want to get there to.
But would you drive a Chinese knockoff? Like one from Temu.
Timu.
A Timu car?
A Timu car or a Wish car.
What's a Timu car?
You don't get all that spam shit from Timu?
No.
Oh, wait.
Is that like, what is it like?
It's like Wish.
eBay, but like something like that?
It's not eBay. It's just, you just get cheap items, bro.
Super cheap.
Oh.
Yeah, I bought a fucking 15-foot shed for $1. No, I'm kidding. No, it's like super cheap
shit.
But
the shipping was like $1,000.
It's all Chinese stuff, though.
It pretty much is. It's kind of weird. But you get your shit, though. I thought it was fake.
No, I've ordered.
You do get your stuff.
But I think in return, you have to give them, like, your social and all that stuff. They steal all your information. It's already out there.
Yeah, they already had it anyway.
But that thing takes a long time, right?
No.
No? Well, it's coming from China, right?
I got my stuff within a week.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
You know how they do it, right? So you order it, and it's already, like, offshore somewhere. It's not here yet, but it's offshore. And when it gets here, like, right away, you get it. Mm. Like, they have their system where you get your shit quick. It doesn't take a month for you to get your stuff.
Wow.
But you get your shit.
Yeah. Because wow. I remember one time, I don't know if you were part of it or not, but we ordered these, like, red headphones. They were.
Oh, yeah.
They
had
a T on them or some shit.
Yeah. You gave us a link.
Oh, okay.
Get them finally?
Yeah. They showed up, like, months after,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but they were so cheap.
They were.
They were so cheap, and I gave them to my sobrinos.
Uh-huh.
And they used it all the time, man.
All right, let's get a list going, though.
All right.
Like, so what wouldn't you wear that's counterfeit? Like, I already said, I wouldn't wear any sports shirts or any sports equipment. Because if I'm, like, wearing fucking, like, cleats and they fall apart while I'm playing,
yeah,
that's not fun.
Right. Just shoes in general.
Yeah.
Like the ones that, like, those shoes that everybody had, the ones that said Air on the side.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then you would buy the Rias. They said RIA. See, I wouldn't buy those. That was kind of embarrassing, bro, because it was so obvious.
Right.
I think the point of buying a knockoff is that people can't really tell, you know?
All right.
Yeah, I think something, like I said, something you use every day, you can't really go cheap on it because eventually it's going to fuck you up. Like shoes, I think, you know, the foam and everything, I think it's going to fuck up your back, you know, with time and stuff.
Hmm.
But I think everything else, like, clothing, I think that's cool.
You'd wear a fake Rolex?
Yeah, I'll wear it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah?
But you know what? I don't think nobody would believe that we have...
Well, we could buy a Rolex.
I know we could.
But they'd probably judge us for being stupid. They'd be
right.
Like, you spent your money on a Rolex?
Why would you buy a fucking Rolex?
Right? Versus somebody that's already... That has money and it's like, oh, okay, I get it. He has a Rolex.
No, I still say they're fucking stupid as fuck for buying a Rolex. Like, why would you buy something that's like $15,000, $20,000 and put it on your fucking wrist?
Yeah, because I don't know if you remember one time we got into an argument with somebody on the Ask the Fellas page where we were and they were like talking about the timepiece.
Right.
And I would be like, why would you spend so much money on a fucking watch? Like, why don't you just invest that shit?
Yeah.
Rolex is an investment. Da, 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 and they just kind of went off. And then that's when Cherokee jumped in and was like, back and forth, but they were just like, no, like, it's an investment.
Oh, they were trying to say that.
That I guess it goes up, you know what I mean? Like, as the years, whatever.
But
like,
yet,
the value goes up.
But yet, they buy an insurance policy for it just in case they lose it. You know, because if you're going to just buy one and let it sit at home, like, are you really enjoying it?
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid, because what if it doesn't go up in value and you have a fucking Rolex just sitting at home?
Yeah.
But the insurance policy is at least $600 a year. So an investment in what? Because by the time you sell it, you're just getting the money back that you spent on the freaking insurance.
Yeah.
And insurance always try to get you like some loophole to not pay you and shit.
Right. Yeah. But I don't know. I think I would rock a Rolex for fun. I'd be like,
a fake one.
You know what? A nice watch always compliments like what you're wearing, like a suit, you know, or like, you know, just chilling. You know, with a nice, you know, some nice threads and stuff like that. I always like my watches. I have a few watches and stuff like that. They're not crazy expensive, you know, but, you know, they're up there a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I still rock the same watches I've had for like 20 years, 15 years.
Like the Casio with the calculator.
Exactly, bro. Dude, last time I was like volunteering at this homeless shelter, I was getting jocked for my G-Shock.
What?
So I was like, that's the place to go. If you want to get jocked for your watch, go to the G-Shock. Homeless shelter.
What the fuck?
What?
They jock you for everything.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's that new H shock.